Right, okay, we are up to Siman Nun Gimel. We are still carrying on the halachas of Shliach Tzibur. We'll be talking about continued halachas. We spoke about the age, we spoke about kavua and non-kavua, we spoke about somebody who is very proud of his voice. The next halacha now is actually about something very relevant. Any Sfadim tonight? And his father Shahavores, anybody who speaks about, because it's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch. We Ashkenazim, we are, for some reason, I don't know why, but we don't differentiate between an Aleph and an Ayin. And there's no doubt about it, there's absolutely no doubt about it, that we are wrong in doing so. There's no doubt. It cannot be that there's two letters in the Aleph base which have the identical sound. It just can't be. It can't be. Two letters having an identical sound. An Aleph and an Ayin. We pronounce, if you have a comment, so a pasach, right, you're going to say a or o, and if it's an ayin, you do exactly the same thing, right? You don't say, if you say o, you don't differentiate between an aleph and an ayin. And this cannot be true. It cannot be right. Now, the Sfadim, of course, are known to make the ayin more guttural, and this is definitely more accurate, no doubt about it. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're right, and we are wrong. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Do German speakers not differentiate?
No, we don't. No, we don't. There isn't. So here we have Shulchan Aruch, which is says the following. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis, page 164 in third line. Ein memanin, we do not appoint mishakoyre le'alfin einin ve'le'einin alfin. We do not appoint a chazan who calls an aleph an ayin and ayin an aleph. We don't. We don't appoint somebody who mixes up the Aleph and the Ayin. There you go. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamezayin, the first wide line, La Alfin Ayin, Perish Havoras Ayin, the way you express the Ayin, who is really who bechoizek va'amuku yoisim Havoras Aleph. The way the Mishnah Berurah puts very interesting, who bechoizek, it's more with great, the Ayin is with greater strength va'amuku and deeper than the Aleph. The Ayin is stronger and deeper than the Aleph. Yeah? Anybody volunteering? Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah? So, by the way, it's very relevant, especially when it comes to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, that's a Dalet. But also the Ayin has to be, it's really more accurate. It should be, that's right, that's the Ayin. That's right, more b'choizek, b'choizek, v'amukho yoysem, avoras ha'alef. It has to be emphasized. In Brisk, it's true. In Brisk, many are makbid. It's true. In Brisk, many people are makbid. Somebody who does a ches and a hey, it's also wrong. So if you make the shin into a sin, it's wrong. Everybody speaks like that, then it's okay. But if people don't speak like that, then you have to be accurate. And you should also know. Somebody who doesn't verbalize the letters accurately, such as Mishu Kvat Peu, Kvat Loshen, somebody who stutters or stammers, shouldn't be davening for the Omud. Shouldn't go before the Omud. If you've got any language difficulty, you shouldn't be davening for the Omud. Right, yes. Yeah. It sounds like from Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't. If it's a strong lisp, it sounds like one shouldn't. Yeah. Well, Ayin and Alfin, if you make the pronounce the Ayin and the Aleph identical, Ayin b'prichotosh Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Ches, Shehele de Bizman, te like Achef, there's nobody else, Roy Kamoisoy, who is like him, Mutal Yorid Leteva, Filu Bechetin Vehein. אבל פני מושה נאל חולק עליו בסוף אפילו בדלק אחל שורי קים הכש שהוא מחב לקרוא יש אויס אחד על התורך יוכל לקרוא יש שפה משתבו בין זה מחלוקס what happens if you've got nobody else who's really who can really dump for the omud should you rather should from the first opinion he brings he says that He said that if the Pri Chodesh says that if there's nobody else, you can bring him, but the Pnei Moshe says it's only if he can actually pronounce something which is vaguely similar to that letter. If it's completely off, then you should rather not. He says, certainly you can't appoint him as an established chazan. He certainly can't as an established chazan, because maybe tomorrow you're going to get somebody who can pronounce it accurately. Only for once. Off, once off you can, but if it's regular you can't. Right. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel. Poicheach, vehu apeicheach, vehu shebigdoi korua, vezroisov megulim. Somebody whose cloth is torn, vezroisov megulim, and part of his body is revealed because it's torn open. Lo yered lifnei ha'teva shun dam before the Amud. Somebody whose cloth is torn and is partially open, he shouldn't be davening for the Amud. Why is that? Not covered, that's right. How can he represent the tzibur if he's walking around like that? That's right. Yeah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and see if you dalet. Summa, a blind person, Cholila. Yoyreit, lifnei hatev, can dam before the omud. A blind person can dam before the omud. Ubilvat shlo ikra v'atoyre, but he shouldn't be reading from the Torah. Meshum dvorim shebiksav, because the Torah, the Pasuk said, dvorim shebiksav, iyato reshai l'omrum bal peh. Any written, we've spoken about that previously, any written Torah is not meant to be said by heart. And obviously a blind person is saying everything, obviously, by heart, bal peh. So if it's davening for the Amor, it's fine. But if it's lining, he can't, because dvorim shebiksav, yatolom bal peh. By the way, it's very relevant for bar mitzvah, boys, when they line the Torah, when they line from the Sedra, they normally know it, and I remember it's one of my. I remember that when I was bar mitzvah, and then you know the Seder Baal Peh. I think we and then the Rav made a point the whole time when I was looking. You know, he said, you know, if you actually physically read it, after the Summa also he can daven for the Amud, but he cannot line. Because he's doing it Baal Peh? Yeah?
What about if someone's sleeves are rolled up? Can they dump?
Yeah, that would be okay. It could be that I remember that Moshe speaks somewhere about not being covered at Tzibur. If he hasn't got a Beged Elyon. If he's not, but as far as the aspect of the sleeves being rolled up, that's
okay. A question about Braille.
That's a good question. Okay. Very good question. Braille. Now there is a siddur in Braille. There is. Yeah, there is. Yeah, so would that be considered Dvorim Shebiksav? Good question. Rabbi said, what do you think?
Yeah, but
what
is laning? Laning.
Well, laning is not really relevant. That's right.
Yeah.
To make a, how would that work?
You wouldn't necessarily be annulling in the secretary.
Yeah.
Is it the interlength in the secretary?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thought, though. It's an interesting thought. If there would be a chetimtza, it's a very interesting shaila. Interesting. So we learned about that. Right. So nowadays we are makel in many if it's. Yeah. Okay. Continue the Shulchan Aruch and see if Taz Vav. Continue the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Tez Vav. Shliach Tzibur Kovua. Shliach Tzibur, which is established Shliach Tzibur. Yored Lifnei Atevo Me'atzmoi. He can just go for the Amud without being asked. For Lo Yamtin Shiyayim Rulay, and he should not be asked to actually go to the Amud. We're going to be seeing that there's a difference between a Shliach Tzibur Kovua and a Shliach Tzibur Akroi. A Shliach Tzibur Kovua is a person who is, as we've spoken about, he's a person who is the chazan of the shul. Now he does not need to be asked, please, do you mind to go before the Amud? He just goes to his right place and he takes the Amud. He doesn't need to be asked to do so. However, continue Shulchan Aruch Tezayin. Mi she'ein shliach tzibur kavua. Somebody who is not the established shliach tzibur. He's only a once-off. He's a kroy. He's an irregular, davens irregular before the Amud. Tzorich lesarev me'at. He needs to refuse a little bit. Koidem prior sheyered lifnei hatevo, before he's being asked to stand before the Amud. He can't just go before the Amud. He needs to be asked. And not only that he needs to be asked, but he needs to refuse initially, say, no, I'm not going to take it. No. First you have to refuse. Velo yoisimidai, not too much. Yeah, not too much. Elo pam rishoy no mesarev. The first time round you say, no, thank you. You tell the gaba, no, thank you very much. Vekshiyoim elo pam shnia, when he's being asked the second time. You already settled, you go towards the Amud, you prepare yourself. And the third time only, Yamoit, then he should stand. And if the person asking you, please take the Amud, who Adam Gadol, he's a great person, he's a Rav, he's a Dayan, he's a VIP, then, then you don't refuse him. Fascinating halach, which I think is not so well known. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't take the Amud unless you are a chazan kavua. If you're not an established chazan. If you're not an established chazan, you don't just go before the Amud. You need to be asked to take the Amud. And not only need to be asked, but once you're being asked, you need to refuse it. Once, second time, you make a sign that yes, you're taking it, and only the third time round, you actually go for it. What do you think about that? Right. Unless you're being asked by the Rav, by Dan, by VIP, by Godoil, the halacha is ein mesarvin legodoil. So use the expression as well. You don't refuse a Godel. If a Godel asks you something, great Yid asks you, you don't say no. Yeah. That's definitely, you have to listen straight away. No doubt about it. Very good. We'll get to that. Very good point. We'll get to it. Yeah. Very good. I want to get to that shortly. Mishnah Berurah does not speak about it though. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Mem Dalet. Let's have Shliach Tzibur. Top line. Shliach Tzibur Shloi Rotzol Yosef Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur that was a Shliach Tzibur, but he refused. He wants to stop being a Shliach Tzibur. VeKiblo Achreb Mkoymoi, and somebody else was accepted instead of him, taking his place. Ein Tzorich Reshus. He doesn't need to ask Reshus from the first chazan. Kevin Shibyodu Yodliyah Shliach Tzibur. He could have been Shliach Tzibur in the first place. He said no, so fine, you don't have to ask me any more permission. Right, and Sefkot Mem Hei says, Ein Mesavin Legodoyl, Sefkot Mem Hei Klal, Ein Mesavin Legodoyl. Right, Ein Mesavin Legodoyl, that's the expression of the Gemara, Ein Mesavin Legodoyl. Now, what you point, that you're pointing out is very correct. What happened, first of all, you're saying that nowadays people don't do that. So first of all, I don't think it's 100% true. You're right that many people are not fully aware of the halacha. But if you see that a gabba, any gabba knows his halacha, most gabbaim know this halacha, and they will, when a person says no, they will normally ask a second time, assuming that you know the halacha. You'll see that a gabba who is a shtickler Talmid Chacham, he will ask you, do you want to take the omelet? You say no. He's normally going to say, sure, assuming that you know the halacha, and thinking that you want to be asked a second time around. And often you see that Yidnu no the halacha, they'll say no, and then you ask a second time, a third time, they'll take the Amud. So some people know it. But it's very important. What happens, Abu Isai, if you are davening at Ma'ariv, 10 to 10 Ma'ariv, or when is the late Ma'ariv in Shtibel? 10 o'clock. ETC, probably later than that. When is the ETC Ma'ariv? 10:15. So, and nobody takes the Amud. There's nobody there. Nobody takes the Amud. It's like a 1 minute past, 2 minutes past, nobody's taking. And you know how to daven before the Amud. You're okay to do it, but nobody's asking you to do it. If you'd be asked once, you'd say no. Second time, you'd say okay. Third time, you'd go for it. Well, are you meant to wait until somebody comes and takes the Amud? Or somebody asks you? Are you meant to wait until somebody asks you three times? Is that what you're meant to do? If the garbage is not there? Yeah? No? What are you meant to do? Very good. Why is that? That's what people say. Yes, right. So the Moshe Steinbuch asked that question. Chubas and August, and the mystery to me is that he's the first one to address this question. He wrote this Chubas some 10 years ago. Don't know what happened until then. Don't know what happened to that. But he's the first one, as far as I know, the first one to address that question. So what happens if nobody takes the Amud? What are you meant to do? So he says, if nobody takes the Amud, we all know the concept of Tircha de Tzibur. You know Matriach Toilem, there's 10, 20 men waiting, and they've had a long day behind, they want to get on with it already. You don't wait until, if it's past the time, whoever can daven, go and take the Amud, be a mensch. You know, b'mokum sheinish, You know, you have to be a man. You have to take talmud. So you don't wait until somebody asks you once, two, three times. If nobody takes talmud, you go for it. The mystery is why this was the tshuva. Maybe that's self-understood. I don't know. Maybe it was self-understood. I don't know. But it's not addressed in the earlier poskim. So yes, but otherwise, you have to wait. You have to wait until somebody asks you once, two times, three times. Unless it's a gadol, then em esavin legadol. Now, another exception, Sifu Zayin. Im tosh leach tzibu, if the shleach tzibu made a mistake, he got all confused, he got mixed up in the middle of davening. And he need to be pointing out somebody instead of him. So imagine a chazan who's davening and he just got completely confused. He just all mixed up and he can't continue. He's middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He can't continue. He just can't, he's all mixed up. Now we need to appoint somebody else instead of him. Then, oiso shema'amid in tachtov lo yisorev. The person that is coming as a sub, he's helping out the matzav, he does not need to refuse. As soon as he's being asked, go for it, take the omud, don't be asked three times. Why is that, Rabbi San? Pardon? You're not going to wait until everybody's waiting in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of davening. You're not going to delay matters any further. He's prepared to take the omud, just go for it without being matriach the tzibur. Seif Yudches, Ha'oi Meir, the one who says, Eini Yoyred Lifnei Ateva, I will not take the Omud. Bibnei Shebgodai Tzvuin. I won't take the Omud because my clothes are, I've got colors, strong colors in my clothing. Or alternatively, Bibnei Shebragli Sandol, who I'm wearing inappropriate shoes, if somebody gives that kind of excuse, don't give him the omud. He shouldn't take the omud. If a person was approached and he says, no, my clothes is not right, my shoes are not quite right, and you ask him to take the omud, even if after change, don't give him the omud at all. Why? This sounds like he's got a bit of apikos. This is something which some apikoses used to say. And he smells a bit of apikosis. It's a strange reply. He may be an apikoros. V'chashinon shem apikoros nizrikoboy. Maybe he's an apikoros. Mishnebuah explains this further. Mishnebuah explains. Sefkot memvah, first white line. Lo yered. V'afilu imu mischaret achakach. Even if he changes his mind 2 minutes later. V'oy meir. And he says, Areni oiva betzvuim. I will come and take the omud in with my clothes. Lo shafkinon lebi, don't give him the omud. Once a person has said, I will not take the omud because of my clothing are colored, or because of kofani shoes. If a person says that, we don't give him the omud even if he changes his mind. Sivkot mem zayin pa oisat tefillah, the given shlo shamanu, memenu behedit vapikosis, dai lochus shalididid the oisat tefillah bilad. We will not give him the omud for that particular tefillah. Another tefillah, we can worry about it next time. But for this tefillah, we don't give the omud. Some apikosim used to say that. We don't take the omud because of this. It's a strange thing to say. It used to be something which apikosim used to say. Some strange people used to say that. Therefore, even if he changes his mind, we don't give him the omud. We don't give him the omud. Now, I don't know nowadays what the equivalent of that is. Any heard of somebody? I don't know what that is. Pardon? Right. If it's genuine embarrassment, then it, I hear. I hear that. Yeah. Right. No, it's not. No, it doesn't have big day tzvuin. Double covering, I don't think will be the same. If it doesn't, yeah. That's what he said. It's interesting. I'm not quite sure what exactly this apikosis is. Right. Yeah. Okay. Seif Yud Tess says the following. Yesh moinin, there are people who refrain. Moinin geir melio shliach tzibur. A geir. Can a geir be a dam for the omot? A geir? Can dam for the omot? Geir? Yesh moinin geir milyoy shliach tzibu. Some people say that geir shouldn't be shliach tzibu. V'nitchu divrein, but their words are pushed off. There's no reason why a geir can't be a shliach tzibu. Yes, a geir can be a shliach tzibu. Afilu yochid, and even individual, yochal akev loima, any roitze, even an individual, yochal la'akev, he can push away v'loima and say, any roitze sheploy l'ni echazen, I don't want this person to be taken to amut. Imloi, unless shekvah hiskim olav mitchila, unless he was agreed already initially. Now this is an interesting Shulchan Aruch. There's two parts of that Shulchan Aruch. The first part of the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a ger really can be a shliach tzibur, and the people who say that a ger cannot be a shliach tzibur, their words are pushed off. Point number one. Point number two, he says that you can have really an individual, one person, a yochid in a community, who says, I don't want this person to be the chazan. I don't want him, he's not representing me, I don't want him to be a chazan. So Shulchan Aruch says, really, he can, a person has a power of saying that, I don't want him to be mashliach tzibur. However, if he was initially agreed that he will be the chazan, then he can't change matters. So this is, once it's been prearranged, once it's been sorted out, you don't have a say in matter. But before he's been appointed as the chazan, you can say, you know what, actually, this Yankel over here, I don't want him to be my chazan. Yes. No, this will not be a koi, this will not be by a koi. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah. With the people who say that a ger should not be a chazan. Why is that? No. Nearly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a ger, the ones who say that a ger should not be a chazan is for the following reasons. If Kot Mem Test. He cannot say the words, God of our forefathers, Elokei Avoseinu. But when a ger davens, Yoimer should say, Elokei Avos Yisrael. When he davens individually, he can say, Elokei Avos Yisrael, the fathers of Klal Yisrael. However, the words are pushed off. We don't go with this opinion. Surely a ger can also say Elokei Avoseinu. Avram Nikro Av Hamon Goyim, because surely Avram is considered Av Hamon Goyim, is the father of all the people of all the nations. He taught. Hold Munas Yisrael, belief in Hashem, to all the nations. Therefore, he's also included in that. And a ger can also say Elokei Avoseinu as well. A bit of a question to Rabbi Yisrael. What do you think about it? So we've got an opinion that says a ger cannot say Elokei Avoseinu. And we push off those, we say we don't go with our opinion because ultimately you can also say Elokei Avram because Avram Amon Goyim. And therefore we can say it, yeah? I don't know. Okay, yes?
Because of that,
it's all kind of alcohol. Yeah, it was a good hour. Yeah, and also often we see, in the post game, we often see that game are considered including Klal Yisrael. It's like a newborn, when he joins Klal Yisrael, he's like a newborn. And in many areas we said that he can consider himself completely like the Klal. So, but over here, we don't go without understanding mamash. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We started learning the halachos of a shliach tzibur who confuses an aleph with an ayin. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that, that not only that he shouldn't be davening, but anybody else who's got a lisp, who stammers or stutters, who doesn't have a clear expression, he shouldn't be davening before the amud. We learned Sif Yud Gimel tells us that when somebody's clothes is open and torn, it shouldn't be davening for the Amud. As you said, it's not covered tzibur. Sif Yud Dalet teaches us about a blind person, Cholila, that he can daven for the Amud, but he shouldn't be lining because Dvorim Shebiksav, Yatol Omer Mal Peh. We learned Sif Tezvav, which tells us that a shliach tzibur kavua does not need to be called upon to take the amud, he can just go automatically. Sif Tezayin taught us that somebody is not a shliach tzibur kavua, irregular chazan, needs to be asked once, twice, and three times, only then he takes the amud. However, if he's asked by a godol, en mesavin a godol, if a godol asks you, take straight away the amud. If a person makes a mistake, Sif Yudzayin, Shulchan Aruch tells us, and that if he makes a mistake and you need to sub him, somebody else needs to take over, that person can take over the Amud without being asked three times. He can just take the Amud straight away. Somebody has got colored begodit tzivoinim, or he's got regular sandal, he shouldn't be taking it before the Amud, because it could be apikosis, and therefore we don't give him the Amud, even if he changes his mind 2 minutes later. And finally, see if your test tells us that a ger can, the first opinion says a ger shouldn't be a shliach tzibur. However, we don't pass like that opinion, and a ger certainly can be a shliach tzibur. And then we learned that an individual can ask somebody not to be a chazan unless it's been prearranged. So this is what we cover. We'll carry on from the Ramah next Shemesh, which is Sunday, and I wish you a very, very, very good Shabbos.